It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Chase Stevens. Hey, Chase.
How you doing, Cal?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. I got a new song called Another Little Roadside Kiss. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about live music first. And the fact that it has been a long time since you've played live in front of somebody. And you're going to be doing that real soon. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I will be performing at a festival in July, on July 23rd and 24th. And that will be the first time that I've been able to get out and play live in front of people in just about a year and a half's time.
Good for you. So when is that going to, where is that going to take place, I guess?
It is out in eastern Ontario, out near the Brockville area.
Okay. Sounds good. And that'll be great to have not only you play in front of an audience, but an audience to see you live, too, the other way, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to feel like a coming out of retirement party or something like that. it's going to be so, I'm looking forward to it. And there's a great lineup on the festival as well, so I'm playing with some unbelievably talented people. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Perfect, perfect. Let's talk about the new music from you as well here, Chase, a song called Another Little Roadside Kiss. Tell me about that song.
Well, you know, I think that's a song that really kind of came out of this whole COVID lockdown thing. You know, we're all feeling cooped up and we have this desire to get out there and just be away from the house and get out and enjoy, you know, summer and so on. So I think it's a song that really kind of came out of what I was feeling back in the winter, feeling very confined with this whole COVID thing. So it's a summertime driving song for sure.
You bet, you bet. And it's part of the new CD as well, is that right?
It will be on the new CD that will be coming out. Hard to put a real date on that, but hopefully sometime this summer the whole CD will be finished. There's one more tune that I have to do some work on, and then we'll get that out there.
Excellent. The video for the song as well, tell me about that.
Yeah, we're shooting a video for that, and I have the pleasure of driving around in the 1967 Camaro in the video, so that's a lot of fun. And and we have a special guest with me in the video as well. That we'll wait until that's released for everyone to see who's joining me in the video. Sure. And it's just going to be a fun video.
You bet. And are you shooting another video for another song as well?
Yeah, there's a song that I wrote that it's called Taking Pictures Off the Wall, and it actually came about from a message I received through Facebook of a girl, a lady whose grandmother had passed away, and cleaning out her home, she said the hardest thing to do was taking the pictures off the wall. And she said to me, you should write a song about that. So, you know, I got thinking about that and thinking about my own experiences in that way. And wrote this song that we recorded in Nashville a couple of months ago. I love the way the song turned out, and people that I've been playing it for really love it as well. So it's a ballad, and it's obviously a sadder type of song, but it turned out really well. So I thought, I have this concept for this video around it that I want to shoot. So I'm going to be doing that video shortly as well.
It sounds like you like the video process of your songs.
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of experience doing videos, and I haven't really put a lot of my energy toward trying to envision how I see a video playing out. Mm-hmm. But I have with these two songs, so it's kind of, you know, new waters for me, really, to go down this road with trying to envision how I see a video. 'Cause, you know, it's a very different process than you know, writing a song and, you know, creating the lyrics for music, and then all of a sudden now you have to put it into a visual presentation. And for me, that's a total changing of the gears. So I'm having fun with it, and I love when, you know, you get ideas of how you want things to come out. So it's pretty cool,
and it's all part of that creative process too, right? So that's nice. You bet.
For sure. Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
Well, how do we get a hold of you on social media, Chase? How do we do that?
Well, I am on Facebook. People can find me there. They can also find me on my website, which is chasestevensmusic.com. And, of course, Spotify and Apple and all those other streaming services, they can find my tunes on there as well.
Awesome, Chase. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with the live gig coming up here real soon, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Cal. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Chase Stevens on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.